All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hello! And welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We're your hosts.
My name is Phoebe.
And my name is Caroline. And today we are going to be recapping season 6, episode 15 of Pretty Little Liars called...
Do Not Disturb.
Okay, this episode had me LOLing like multiple times, but mostly at Emily. I love Emily, like with her roid rage. Like I guess it's not roid rage, but her hormones are raging, and she'll be the first to tell you that, and I love it.
Yeah, this was a funny episode, and sorry.
Okay. Oh my god, I didn't know we were recording from the infirmary today.
Oh my gosh.
It's just the nurse's office.
I was laughing in this episode.
Were you?
Emily especially.
Were you a nurse's office kid or what?
I don't think I would have been classified that way, but I did go a lot.
It's an interesting line you've just introduced where it's like, okay, were you a nurse's office kid or were you classified as one? Like that's like a whole other level. And I for sure was. I went to the nurse every chance I got. Yeah. Did you not know that about me? I was like a nurse's kid.
Well, I did, but like,
kid.
I don't know if you would have been classified as like a nurse's kid. Like, I don't know.
I think if you asked mom, she would disagree with that.
There's a very specific energy of someone who I would classify as a nurse's kid. And it's tough to think that you did.
To the point where my teachers would be like, Caroline, like my teachers like wouldn't write me a pass to go to the nurse because they're like, you're in the nurse every single day. I'm not kidding. And mom would be like, and I'd be like, don't call mom. Like, I'm just here.
I'm just here to chill.
I was on like a first name basis with the nurses. Obviously, most kids were, I guess. But like, I was calling them Mrs. Hess. I was not calling her by her first name. I don't even know what her first name is. But they certainly knew me by my first name. Like, if we were walking down the halls, they were like, hi, Caroline. And I was like, see you later. Like, I was on those cots. And I was
Those beds were comfortable.
To like
and
lay because it was like
off.
Dark in there. Yes. Oh my God. And there was like a little curtain. I wonder why I was always there. But then I started getting my eye aches and I was like, now I'm going to go to the nurse all the time.
This is my ticket. Now I actually have something wrong with me.
I'm like, what were those eye aches? And were they just me trying to go to the nurse's office? I don't know.
It was pseudo
pain. But I certainly
Phantom
was there.
Pain.
And I literally think if you were to ask anyone from that elementary school or our mother, they would corroborate my story.
Well, mom would call all of us nurses kids.
It's so funny because I now remember that like you weren't privy to my childhood the way I was privy to yours, which is such an interesting thing. But like, I love how hard it is for you to believe this. And I cannot wait for the text from mom on Tuesday to be like, Phoebe, it's not the same. The way that you and Lily went to the nurse is not the same as the way Carolina's going. I mean, why do you think she never believed me later on when I got sick?
I mean, I would
call.
It was
always in the nurse's office.
I would call pretty free. By the way, guys, someone commented asking for the brand.
Of the pens you like?
Uli.
Oh, the gel pens.
Of the gel pens. With the sparkles and the Uli. Glitter gel pens. Uli, yeah.
Ooh, we'll put it in our Amazon storefront. I'll go find it now that I know the brand. You can just buy it from there. We do have an Amazon storefront I always forget about.
Yeah, I'm kind of living a dishonest life. I just got a new eyelash curler.
Wait, I got you one for Christmas, a really nice one.
Wait, you did?
Yeah, I got you the...
I got it for Christmas, but...
I got you the Shiseido eyelash curler, yes.
That was in my gift from Elizabeth.
No, it must have been put in there. I got that for you.
Oh, thanks.
I got it literally the day we went to the mall and we all went in Sephora to get each other gifts. That's what we always do. I got it then.
That's what we always do.
Always do, and I love it. Also, have to say, Phoebe, I don't know if we talked about this off air, but like I didn't realize it got me a $50 gift certificate. That was so nice. It was too much.
You don't
have to spend that much on me.
No worries.
I'm serious. I was like expecting it to be $25, and then I saw it. I was like,
Caroline was expecting me to skimp out.
No, I wasn't. I just was like, you don't have to. And so it was just, it was really nice of you, but don't, you don't have to, but thank you.
Well, don't worry. Anyway, I'm about to make it all back because apparently I've been paying the government way too much. I've been paying the government way too much money.
Is this your first year doing your own taxes?
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll link the pens in our Amazon storefront. Guys, quick plug for the Patreon. I usually do it at the end, but, if you aren't tuned into the Patreon, you should be. That's where we're doing our Pretty Little Punch Bowls. We're going to do another one this month. People really, really liked them. So we did it in the second tier last month, and we'll probably do that again. So if you want to be part of the Pretty Little Punch Bowl Club, go join the Patreon and then also let us know what you'd like to see in the Pretty Little Punch Bowl this year. And to kind of like give you a hint of what that might feel like, should we just quickly discuss like which of the Pretty Little Liars would be nurses' kids?
Hannah.
Low-key, Emily.
Oh, Emily too. Emily gives me Grace Girl for sure.
Yeah, she does.
Well, like she always had 40, something.
So she's like, well, yes. And that becomes even more true in this episode.
Spencer was not. Like,
Spencer was like, I have to be in class. Spencer was like, I'm taking notes. I'm going to bring you your work when you take your seventh sick day of the year. Spencer's actually that kid who's like, I need perfect attendance.
She's
By the way,
track.
I never understood those kids.
She's keeping track of everybody else's attendance, too.
For sure. Especially her friends. And she's like, I just want to let you know
that Hannah,
my
you've
mom
already missed 7 days
hanging.
This month.
Yeah. And Hannah's like, oh, my God, wait, that's great. I thought I missed like over 10. I thought I was in the double digits. I feel like Hannah's going to like get out of things. And Emily's going because she like likes that the nurses like are really like take care of her or
and she gives like worrier like a worried yeah. kid and I
well,
think
she
that those
have that
kids
stress ulcer.
Those kids oftentimes are nurses kids.
Yeah, I agree. And by the way, sorry, when we say nurses kid, our mom is not a nurse. We just mean like you were in the nurse's office all the time.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what if this whole time they thought we just meant that our mom was a nurse?
I think that we were pretty clear.
Okay. All right, guys. So I was supposed to do the recap and gut punch is me realizing right now that I didn't. But of course, I'm not going to back out now. Like
Caroline has been planning this so that she could organically try to beat me.
No,
because a couple weeks ago I had to do my recap from memory and I freaking knocked it out of the park. And Caroline has been seething with jealousy for the last like month. But she couldn't have done it the next time that she had a recap because it would have been like, doing it on purpose. And now she's doing it so it seems organic. But I caught on.
Here's what I need to say to you, Phoebe. I would never fucking do that. I can be as jealous as a person can be. I will never self-sabotage in that way. Ever.
Megan Albedress. She's sexy.
We are so organically the girls you're listening to on air right now. Just so you know, if the mic wasn't rolling, we would be having the exact same conversation and we would be getting the exact same text. And this is going to prove that.
Can someone tell me how CeCe Drake and Melissa know each other?
That is a text from Megan Albedress in our group chat. Our group chat called Attention Whores.
And it's
the group picture being
it's the picture
Aria
of
watching
Aria
Shauna's funeral.
Shauna's funeral.
With her hat on and she has tears
in
her eyes.
Just one.
Oh, it's so good. Anywho, we'll get back to you on that, Meg. Okay, so I'm going to jump into my recap, but I would never self-sabotage. Like, because what's going to happen here is if I don't do as well as you did, like, how am I going to live that down, Phoebe? I would never open myself up to comparison if I didn't know for sure I would win. God, a PLL course would be fucking sick. Every time I rewatch, I get the feminine urge. Okay, I love her. She should teach. I mean, if anyone was going to teach a class on it, it would be the three of us.
And what school is going to implement that?
NYU Tisch. It's Tisch. Yes. It's the BFI musical theater program for sure. I don't know why, but
Why wouldn't it be like a TV, a screenwriting?
Phoebe, shut up. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get into my recap. Wait, really quick, how accurate was that story, though, that I posted of the astrological signs being told they're wrong? Phoebe's already mad about it. Why are you mad? It made us both look like exactly how we look. And you're mad because I've never seen a Sagittarius thing be so accurate for Phoebe. Oftentimes I'm like, is she a liar? Like, when were you actually
born? Am I a liar?
Sometimes you don't give Sagittarius vibes, but like in that moment I was like, oh wait, of course she's a Sagittarius. Sagittarius, and people say that you're wrong. It's okay. I'm already over it. Oh my God. Can we just move on? I mean, it's like, I was like, does this person listen to our podcast?
It's like, I'm literally, I'm just like, who cares? And Caroline is like, I've never cared more that you were wrong.
And now I'm really give a fuck. I didn't care before you were wrong. And me being like, what was that? Like, how fucking dare you tell me I'm wrong one more time? I'm not. And the squinty eyes. I loved the squinty eyes. Anyway, okay. So here's my recap.
I'm using my telekinesis to kill you.
Phoebe's obsessed with that now. It's so funny. You cannot stop saying it. How many times did you say that at the dinner party last night? Admit it.
Zero. But I did my Robert Durst impression a couple times. Just kidding.
Killed them all.
Killed them all, of course.
I wish that was true, what you just said. I wish it was true. Okay. All right. Caroline, snap out of it. All right. Matt. Just auditioning for Sharpay. Okay. One of my students is playing Sharpay right now, and I'm like,
Caroline's so jealous.
Sad for me. Anyway.
Caroline's jealous of her student.
No, for real, I am. It's like, I wish I was playing Sharpay. Should we do your lines? Okay, I guess you can play Sharpay. Okay, so here's what we know. CeCe Drake came back to Rosewood. She got let out, and the girls went to, like, show their support, but not really Aria? She the one who didn't?
No, she didn't want to, and then she did.
Right. Okay.
Oh, wait.
Anyway, one of them didn't.
It was Aria.
For some reason. Yeah, I, like, couldn't remember.
For some reason.
I think she didn't read what she had written, but she was like,
right.
I'm not, yeah.
She, like, had to make a whole thing of it. Yes, you had to be like, am I going to be honest? What am I going to say?
She's like, how do I secure the main character, the first billing for this
episode?
How
do I make sure everybody's like on the edge of their seat while I'm talking?
Yes, exactly. So anyway, CeCe gets let out. Literally the night she gets let out, she dies. She's killed, actually. And it's like, who did it? And the girls are now getting texts from A, too. And they think that A is Shower Harvey because she's back in Rosewood. And Skin, we're not calling it A, we're calling it Skin because A isn't signing it A. A is wearing this really strange Scooby-Doo mask that we saw last episode. And A is using a lot of emojis, which we're really going to get into in this episode, which is very fun. But I don't like that Skin got the new iPhone update. Kind of makes me mad. Anywho, they are all trying to figure out who's sending the text, who killed CeCe Drake. They think now it might have been Byron Montgomery because he's being kind of sneaky. They know that CeCe was killed with a 9-iron, so they're looking for a missing golf club. Ezra's were all intact, so they don't think it was him, but he is out right now. He's, like, mysteriously gone away. And then Byron's club is missing. So Byron's sort of the main suspect right now, and Aria needs to find out. Shower's hands are all, like, fucked up. They're like Dumbledore's hands, you know, because of, I guess, what Emily did to her. And I'm like, that's kind of what you get. But she's wearing gloves all the time now. And, like, all these different kinds of gloves that are just making me scratch my head a little bit in this episode. Spencer is being, well, she's kissing someone else. And his name is Caleb. Ah! And I'm mad about it, and people are fighting in the comments on my TikToks about it, and I love it, but I'm taking note of who's on my side. Anywho, so they're, like, hooking up, and Hannah said she's fine with it, but, like, I wouldn't have been. Hannah is engaged, but I don't even know if that matters. And I feel like that's – Emily's donating – or not donating, selling her eggs so that she can pay for school and all that stuff. I think that's everything, right?
That's enough.
That's enough. That is honestly, you guys, it's enough. All right, so we start out, we're at the Montgomery house, and we know it because we've got a roaring freaking fire. A roaring freaking fire
we
and
do
mahogany
have, like,
wood.
We, like, are on the fire for so long that I was trying to write where we were. Mm-hmm. I was like, whose fireplace is this?
You
and
didn't then, immediately
and then
know.
And then you see the wood, and you're like, okay, well, I know where we are now. But it was, like, a long shot on just the fireplace.
Did you think?
Bless you.
Thank you.
We're kind of in the middle of something here.
Believe me. Believe you me. No one's more annoyed than me. Did you expect it to turn into a Hogwarts fire and someone's
serious
face? CeCe Drake's face to show up? Allison's face to show up. I see you, Byron. Anyway. Aria comes
Allie's
home.
Back. We get two returns this episode of people.
Yes, we do. Aria still has that same disease. Remember in that episode where she walks into Ezra's classroom and he's got a full study hall and she, like, does her whole unzipping and all that and, like, doesn't realize until she's like taking her clothes off that there are other students in the room. Enough time
has passed now that I actually, she absolutely knew that there were people in there.
Yes. And yeah, exactly. But I'm also like, if you didn't, you should have grown out of that self-absorbedness that prevents you from seeing other humans. She walks into her own home and is in there for a while, like responding to texts from Spencer, asking how things are going with her dad. And then she turns and sees her dad sitting there and like jumps 10 feet in the air.
It is pitch black in there.
It is, except for the roaring fire. Obviously, someone's in the room. Who would leave a fire unattended with all the mahogany wood?
Especially because that's like a real fire. It's not like one of those fireplaces that like has a remote. That's like a legit wood burning.
Yeah.
Basically, guys, let's just cut to the chase. Ella and Byron are back together.
Crazy. Did not see this coming. And I'm also like, is this a new engagement ring? And why does it look like mine? He like reproposed to her. But I'm like, the ring Ella's been wearing.
You guys have always had the same taste.
I guess so. I honestly guess so. But he's like so classic Byron and weird about it. He's like, I can tell, you know, I've been hiding something and I have to confess. And like, why do we have to use all this verbiage if you're just going to tell us that you're fucking your wife? Like, okay.
Okay. All right, buddy.
Arya's like, that's it. Arya's like, are you okay? Well,
she's still sus. She still thinks something else is happening. Because again, the golf club is missing.
Yes, that is true. And so Arya's not sold. And she's like, well, I saw you guys. And she's kind of trying to figure out, like, she keeps dropping the things that she's seen them doing. And low-key, I was so nervous in that moment when she goes, oh, that explains why I saw you at the Radley, Dad. And I was like, what if Ella's like, why were you at the Radley? And he was like, seeing some other bitch. Like,
Or he was seeing Ezra. He was going to, like, meet up and talk about the
Byron
thing.
Like, throws Arya into the fire. So then Hannah texts and is like, what did your dad say? And Ari's just like, how am I going to tell them this? I don't really know. They called Mike. He didn't answer. And that's sort of that.
We go to Lucas's loft and Jordan is getting ready to leave. And he was hoping that Hannah would come with her to the city. And Hannah's like, I got to hang back because she got a text that says, I get that drive or you get a emoji broken heart.
Clock's I don't understand. Ticking. Oh, drive. Not me
okay.
thinking.
I thought it was the golf club too.
Oh, that's until, not what I thought. Dude, not us thinking three different. Okay. Okay. Can we be a little clearer in the writer's room, please?
It did become clear.
Well, okay. Listen, I thought. Because he's talking about how that the whole reason he got the car was so that they could drive up to New York together. And I literally was like, is Skin asking for that drive, like the drive with Jordan? Like, you better not get in that car. I like did not realize that that's what that text meant. I was super confused.
Yeah. And so then Jordan,
you thought it was a typo? You thought it should have said driver?
Well, I didn't know if it was like something they might call a drive. Like, I don't know. I don't have a clue.
Oh, did you not go to golf camp? Oh, no, you did. Okay, that's fine. What a waste. Hey, Mom, what a waste of time and money. So, anywho, then he comes over. Jordan walks over to Hannah, and he's like, I know I'm being a winging sook. What the fuck does that mean? I meant to Google it. Did you?
I thought he said whingy sock.
I had subtitles on.
Oh.
So I know what he said. And I think it's like Australian lingo. Hang on.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Winging sook is an Australian slang term that means to complain or whine. Sook is a derogatory term that can also refer to a complainer, crybaby, or coward. So at least you're self-aware. Just kidding.
Yeah. And I don't really care about anything that Hannah or Jordan say. And then they start out. And then Emily comes and she's going to stay here while she's doing her procedure. And she literally is like,
Emily walks in. She's like, it smells like sex in here. And it smells like sex at Spencer's too. And where am I supposed to go on these hormones? Everywhere I go, it smells like sex. And it smells like sex at Arya's house too, because Byron and Ella are doing it. She's just so annoyed. She walks in. Jordan leaves. They're going to see each other tonight. Hannah's like going to go back to the city. And Emily, it's just so funny. But I am like, Emily showing up here does make Hannah's lie seem a little bit suspicious. Because she was like, well, I have to make all these calls. I need to like be near a landline. And then Emily shows up. And he's like, okay, well, you girls have fun with your secrets. Because obviously there's something else going on here that I'm not privy to. And this like had me laughing out loud, Emily, in the scene. Hannah is like making tea for them. And she's like, so like, what's going on with Pam? And Emily's like, you know, you cannot call her that to her face, right? And I'm like, that is so us coded. And then later on, Hannah's like, okay, so Byron and Ella, blah, blah, blah. And Emily goes, okay, did I miss a memo where we're calling parents by their first names now? I'm like, okay, we've been saying that.
But
that is
so
us with like, you graduate college and suddenly some of your friends' parents are like, oh, please call me by my first name. And you're like, oh no, I'll be shot. Like, oh no, that's not an option for me. Like, yeah. No.
Literally.
It's so funny.
Even if I meet like someone who's like old enough that they would be a parent.
Yeah.
Of someone I know, like, and they introduce themselves as,
yes,
even like when I was applying to jobs, I was like, how do you address people in emails if you know they're older than you? I can't call you by your first name.
I feel that way with like my voice students when they're parent. I'm like, I feel like, but they're approaching me as a contemporary, and it's like, it just feels so weird. Oh my god, feels so scary getting old.
Did you intentionally just skip right over the barn scene?
No, I just wanted to like talk about Emily for a second. I just was like thinking about how funny it was, but no, we can go there. Go ahead. Say whatever you want about it.
We go to the barn and Caleb and Spencer woke up and
I wrote okay, sorry, here's what I wrote. Spencer is just trying to fuck, can't you see that, Caleb? Because what is it? She's like, what do you have in mind? And he's like, we need to take the text to the police. And she's like, no, I meant like something in the bedroom. Jesus.
He hands her a cup of coffee and she says, be careful. I could get used to this.
What I can't handle also is later on when Spencer's like, oh, I'm hungry. Do we have anything? This is your house, bitch. Or if you don't, just go to the main house.
And Caleb, where you should be staying.
Yeah, this isn't your co-owned home, and it's not your Airbnb, okay? So what do you mean, do we have anything? You know the answer to that, Spencer. You probably stocked the fucking cupboards. Ugh! Anyway, she's like, I don't want to go to the cops with this stuff because I actually don't think this is an A, and Spencer really does believe it's shower. And it's so funny what she says because Caleb goes, well, do you really think it's her hiding behind those evil emojis? And Spencer says, she can't type that well. Maybe pictures are easier for her. As in, like, that's why she's using emojis instead of words. They have a couple later on
she's
in Aria.
Doing
like, maybe she learned how to do, like, hotel bed corners with her teeth. I don't know.
They're being, like, crazy about her hands.
They're talking
especially
about
when
her
know
the way they talked about Jenna.
They're, like, kind of responsible. Just a little bit responsible.
Yeah, no, I think they're probably, like, 100% responsible. Well, no. I mean, but here's the thing.
Sarah had some agency.
It doesn't matter to me.
Also, it's not like they put her hands on the box.
No, and it's also not like
Emily
Sarah's
just
like a good person.
Emily just happened to sock her in the face and knock her over. And when Sarah tried to stand up, she made the mistake of touching a high voltage box.
Exactly. And can you blame Emily for socking her in the face? I would have done the same thing. I would have done worse. Okay? I would have already had a glove on. Emily might have had gloves on in that moment. I would have already had gloves on, picked up the wires that can't hurt me because of my gloves, and used them to sock you in the face, shower. Like, you wouldn't have been standing up. You would have been down for the fucking count. Okay? And you would have deserved it. That's the thing. They keep hurting these people, but I'm sorry. Jenna was abusing her brother, and Shower is a fucking crazy liar, murderous bitch. Like, these people deserve it. And that's just,
whoa.
I don't feel bad.
And that's that on that. Caleb is like, maybe we could like have Ezra clear something up or take this to the police. Can we involve Toby? And Spencer's like, don't, we can't involve Toby until we know more. And then Caleb is like,
did
okay,
you notice
well, like, if Byron.
What Spencer's wearing?
No.
She's wearing like full lingerie.
Which
like,
means
we
she
get
packed it.
We get it. They're in their mid 20s. Stop it, writer's room. Even
but
though
they're not
like
even
making out.
They're not even in their mid 20s.
I know, but like they're
which is even
like
harder
they're in their mid 30s.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Like the way you got like I hate it.
They could have just made it a little bit of a longer time. Make them 27.
Yeah. Make them
not
it literally
22.
Just make it a little bit of a longer time. Let them get started because honestly, if I may, I'm like, yeah, let's let them get settled into their lives and careers before I try to fuck them up again.
Yeah, let's wait till Hannah's married. Let's wait till Hannah's
fully
married.
Wait till they're feeling
really
safe. And then let's, and that's why, you know, Phoebe and I are sadistic motherfuckers. Because we're like, we would have done this so differently. Anywho, Spencer then gets an alert. She has lunch with Gil and she doesn't remember scheduling it. And she's like, oh my God, like I just have so much going on. I can't remember anything. And so Caleb comes over to start kissing her neck. And then they both get distracted and then they start making out as the kettle, the heat, steam heat rises through the kettle, makes it go, ah! And it's my like, okay, we get what you're trying to do here.
I love a Fosse number like no other girl who can't dance.
And I love that about you. So now we go to the Emily and Hannah scene that was cracking me up, where Hannah says, what did you tell Pam? And Emily says, you can never call my mom that to her face. And yes. Then Emily's like, well, we're looking for bridesmaid dresses, even though you haven't asked us yet. Like, this is so, and Hannah's unfazed.
And she goes,
also
you
love.
Are going to ask us, right? Right?
And it's just like, yeah. Like she's, I mean, she is so unfazed by Emily acting like this, which is how I just know they're each other's person. You know what I mean? Like
they're
they
giving
can, like,
Meredith and Christina.
Like yes, they are. They can act like this to each other. And it's fine. We're low key. If Aria and Spencer start snapping at each other, they're going to like bicker about it.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
That, like, yeah, well, yes.
They just take everything so much more seriously.
What's so funny is like when the show was airing, I feel like people were more obsessed with the Spencer Aria friendship. But now that I'm watching
for
it
sure.
back, it's like Emily and Hannah didn't feel like when you were watching it initially, maybe it's because they didn't give them a name. They didn't like have a name for Hannah and Emily, but like it didn't feel like they were these like two really like close best friends. And now I'm watching it, you know, the fifth time, it's like right. it should have been them, not Sparia.
I think honestly it's probably because
it's so natural.
Spencer and Aria are like they're kind of like the main characters, so it's like it makes sense for them.
Yeah.
I know they're all for the main characters,
not in
but
my
like
life.
They're definitely I agree, but they are definitely given, like, I'd be interested to see a breakdown of screen time, you know what I mean? Because
yeah.
Just count the opening sequence. Aria's got at least like three Mississippis on everyone else per episode. Anyway, so they're talking about all this and Emily's like, I'm weirded out by Aria's text. And Hannah's like, well, if Ella and Byron got back together, I'm just saying, I don't know if this is correct, but Ella wouldn't have to testify against Byron. Could that be a reason for them to be together? And that's when Emily says, did I miss a memo where we call parents by their first names now?
And then we find out that Emily's like, she had to take a massive shot yesterday, like even more so than usual to get her ready for the procedure tomorrow or today or whenever it is. And then we find out that Allie texted Emily. But the way Emily says it is like she thought Allie texted everyone.
Everyone, yes.
And this sends Emily into a fit of rage. This is like that moment that so many people have when they like have a little bit of space from someone and then they're like, wait, what have I been doing with this person?
Yeah, exactly.
And Emily's like, why does she always reach out to me first? Why does she always ask me for help? Why does she always do me?
Emily is having the moment we've been wanting her to have for six seasons now, where we've been like, come on, Emily, like this girl just, she says jump, you say how high. And to be fair, later on in the episode, like, Emily had to do was see her for like this stubbornness and lack of interest in Allie to go away. Like she sees Allie, she's like, come on in. But when Allie is texting her, she's like, are you fucking kidding me? And she gets so mad and I'm like, yes, let's hold on to this. Let's not let this anger be because of the hormones, because like stand up for yourself in this friendship with Allie. And maybe this change in Emily is going to be what, you know, makes their relationship actually sustainable. Because up until now, it's like, Emily was never going to have the upper hand or even be on equal footing as Allison. And so any future romantically or as friends was just going to be rocky because of that, you know? And so I think now Emily is like harnessing her power a little bit more and she can enter into the friendship again on equal footing. And right. Maybe she'll start to see it. Maybe Allie reached out to Emily because she does love Emily the most. Maybe it's not because she thought she could sway Emily, you know, who knows? But like, sorry, Allie, with your history, what are we supposed to think?
Yeah.
You know?
Then we see Claudia for the first time, who's played by Trupaine.
Wait, that's not
actually
Trupaine.
But it looks like Trupaine.
Well, yes. And they're also really going for the Devil Wears Prada narrative here.
It's a little much. And honestly, this is I can tell Ashley Benson is over the storyline, the way that she's acting through all of any conversation she has with Claudia, any interaction she has with her.
Yeah.
It feels like Ashley Benson was just like clocking in.
Yes.
And but like, she was not interested in doing that work.
No, but honestly, it's Claudia's quite problematic. So makes sense to me. But Claudia FaceTimes her. She needs gum. Hannah's like, it's in your drawer. And then Claudia says there's like a charity fashion show tonight and she wants to replace every single model. I don't know if we want to talk about what she says, but it is insane thing to say.
But Hannah's on it. Hannah's on the job.
But Hannah's like, okay. And it just, yeah. So Ella walks in to Arya's room. We're back at the Montgomery Mausoleum and Arya's on the phone trying to call Ezra. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And his voicemail's full.
Yes. And so Ella's like, I just kind of got the feeling that you're not really happy about what we told you. And Arya's like, I just like didn't see it coming. Like, at all.
And Ella's like, well,
if you have concerns, she knows. She said before the ketamine kicks in,
she's literally like, your surprise face is a little different than your concerned face. And I'm like, and every face is her bitchy face because I don't know the difference. But
they're all
the difference.
Just different shades of bitch. And Arya is like, well, I had it in my head that something else was going on. And I was like what? And Arya's like, I don't want to tell you. So, but finally we do get to a moment where, you know, Ella's like, did we give you too much space? And Arya's like, maybe. Like, and she goes, you didn't even show up to the hearing. And they're like, well, honestly, like we're
not
supportive.
Parents. I thought that was a little weird. Nobody's parents were there.
It is weird. Like, it makes sense that they're saying like that was to show up and support and we are not supportive of it. But like it is kind of weird that even Ashley Marin wouldn't have been there.
Like if it had been normal for parents to go. So that's why I'm like, Arya, nobody's parents. Arya's going to tell her. Arya's going to make her parents feel bad and be like, everybody's parents were there except you.
Yeah. Like,
except
mine. Like, what is going on right now? And then she's like, well, look, we just didn't want to show up to support her. But, you know, the whole night your dad and I were just hanging out and he came to my apartment. And Arya realizes that her mom is her dad's alibi. And so she goes, oh, well, I'm just now realizing this is a good thing. It's actually a really, really good thing. It's like, OK, as soon as it benefits Arya's narrative, it is a good thing. Now she gives a fuck.
Then we go to the Marin Manor and Hannah is like, Ashley, we're calling everybody by their first name. Ashley.
Ashley,
why'd you do it? Why'd you take the tape?
Ashley, look me in my eyes and tell me why you would betray me like that. Why you would put our family in danger like this. Look me, no, I want to hear it.
Remember what happened with the lasagna box?
Mom. I love that Hannah's first instinct is to look through every cardboard box in the kitchen when she's looking for this drive.
And also, I'm like, girls, when they get to this, did we have to dump out? The drive is not, it's big.
I know.
You didn't have to dump out
you could
the
probably
cereal bags.
Lift
you'd be able
up
to
the cereal box and be able to tell if there's something else in there. And then if it was just a toy that came in the cereal box, you'd figure that out pretty quick too. Anywho, so she's like, Mom, why did you do it? Like, I know that you got rid of the server and Ashley won't admit it. And finally, she's like, listen, the police haven't come knocking with a warrant. You are the only person who is suspicious. It's gone. Just be grateful. Your mistake has been erased. Just think about wedding stuff. And it is just like, oh, I mean, I love that Ashley is so like 10 toes down behind Hannah. I love it so much. But it stresses me out, Ashley. Like the things that Ashley will do for her family. I'm just like, I just wish we were moving away from these things. But
yeah. Then Hannah has Arya come over, of all
which
people.
I literally thought we were getting simultaneous, like, searching scenes. Like, Arya was looking for something in someone else's apartment. And Hannah, I did not ever for a second until I saw them together in the hallway think Hannah would have called Arya for this. I guess she, like, can't call Emily.
And she doesn't want to be alone with
Spencer. So, Jesus Christ.
Arya's they're going to be, like, mid-searching. And Arya's going to be like, so I heard you like gave the okay for Caleb and Spencer. I love them together.
And Arya
I think
goes,
they are
you know what?
They are so good together. He like really. I can see Arya being like, I feel like Caleb Hannah. Just really needs a partner who like matches his brain power. And not that you didn't, Hannah. I'm not saying that. I just like
that's not
you know,
okay,
you,
Hannah.
You know.
Seriously, you always twist my words. I love you, but you always twist my words. And I'm very diligent and careful with my wording. Obviously,
kind of a wordsmith.
I wouldn't if I were you. I wouldn't. No, Hannah's or Arya's like, listen, Hannah. Thank you. I have been telling Spencer for months.
For years.
Just go for it. Imagine I've been telling Spencer for years. Just go for it. Like, you obviously like him and he's obviously into you. And Spencer's been like, yeah, but Hannah. And I've been like, honestly, if Hannah's a good friend, like, she'll be fine with it. And I've been telling her and telling her. And so I just want to say, like, thank you for finally. Because I don't know how much more I could hear about all the, like, will they, won't they's. And, like, almost hooking up. It was just crazy. But I'm sure you know all about that now. So I'm just glad we're all
She's like,
page.
And did she tell you about that the slip in Spain? Oh, my
she,
gosh.
Oh, I know. I was like, Spencer, now's your chance. Like, just who cares? You don't even talk to him. I mean, you guys didn't really talk that much. So anyway,
Arya thinks totally. Arya's like, surely you guys didn't talk very much because we never talk because
yeah.
You know, Arya's not reaching out to anybody except Spencer. And it's only ever about her, really.
And Arya's probably not reaching out to Spencer. Spencer is reaching out to Arya.
Unless
Spencer, like, has
Arya
a
needs
text
to talk
every morning.
Unless well, Arya needs to be like, I ran into Ezra.
Yeah.
And
yeah, exactly.
I know I love Liam. I love Liam, but
you know, I love
when
him.
I see him.
You know, I love my man, but I just, and I love my life in Boston. I love my little yogi.
I love my yoga.
Life in Boston with my man Lily. But there's something about the past, you know. Something about the past. That's what all the great authors write, poets even write about. Okay, so anyway, I'm over this now. Hannah goes, did I just let Sarah Harvey trick me into destroying every room in my mother's house? And Hannah thinks if Sarah doesn't, or sorry, she thinks that Sarah thinks that if Hannah doesn't hand over the drive, Shower is going to crash Hannah's wedding. And Arya's like, you know what, though? She thinks that we have the drive. Let's just pretend to give it to her.
Let's actually beat her
at her own game. It is, finally. I was like, okay, this is a Spencer idea. And Spencer's clocked out, so thank God, I guess.
Yes, you get one star for the episode, Arya.
One, and probably your last.
We go back to Lucas's loft, and Rollins comes to check on Emily, I guess.
I was like, who the hell is this?
Yeah. Are you serious?
No, I mean, I know who he is, but I just was like, when I first saw him, I'm like, I haven't seen him in a
lot. And he like doesn't know Emily.
No, he doesn't. It's very bizarre. And Emily's like, okay, listen, I can't see Allie right now. I'm fucking busy. And he looks down and
sees. I can't see Allie right now because I am so, I'm raging with hormones and everywhere smells like sex.
Exactly. And I don't know what I will do if I'm within 10 feet of her pheromones, okay? Anyway, he looks down and sees like a pamphlet for the treatment and he realizes what's going on and he leaves. And Emily's just like so fucking pissed that they saw it.
And then we go outside the Apple Rose Grill and we find out that this lunch is not with Gil. It's with Yvonne. And Spencer's so confused and she's like, do you know who scheduled this? And we find out that Yvonne has someone that handles her schedule for her because she's like, this is kind of, I've never had the opposition's kid want to like hang out, especially
Yvonne's
when I'm engaged
like
to her ex.
Yeah, she's like, so why do you want to talk? Like, I don't know. I feel like we got everything out the other day at the town hall. Mm-hmm. And Spencer, honestly, it's like very good problem solving, quick on her feet. She doesn't, because I would have been like, wait, what? Like, I would have been so confused, I feel like. But she's the moment where she's like, all right, I'm just going to make this work because obviously somebody hacked both of our calendars, which is like crazy that that would be the first thought. But that's for sure her and Caleb's first thought. And so Yvonne goes in to get a table and Spencer calls Caleb and is like, look, evil emojis trying to stir the pot and hacked both of our phones. Put this on our calendar. Like, I don't know why this would happen. And I'm still wondering why. Why would evil emoji want them to get lunch?
Like, I don't know either.
Okay.
Hormone harmony. Road warriors, let's get real. Managing PMS can be difficult. When I get on to record the podcast with Caroline, it can be tough sometimes to lock into a cheerful mood, but good news, with the help of Hormone Harmony, I am able to manage my PMS and so much more. It helps me balance my moods and even improves my sleep quality. Hormone Harmony is dedicated to making women's lives better. One of the ways they achieve this is through science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. These help your body adapt to stressors. Hormone Harmony is third-party tested, non-GMO, and gluten and dairy-free. It's no wonder to me a new bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. If you can even believe it, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code PRETTYLITTLEPODCAST at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PRETTYLITTLEPODCAST for 15% off today.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
We go to the high school, and Rollins doesn't have a visitor's pass on, I'll tell you that much. He's there with Allie.
Notice that. I guess things haven't really changed at Rosewood. Anyone, anytime, all are welcome.
Allie's like, kind of weird you went to go see Emily.
She's yeah, like, literally.
She's like, you can let it go. Like, it's, I pushed them away. It's my fault.
He's obviously just like so head over heels in love with Allie. And she's like, look, you've been my rock. And he's like, and I have more vacation days to give, whatever you need. And she's like, no, thanks. Anyway, I'm where I work. So I'm going to go back to work. And if it'd be great if you could get out of the place that I work. Thank you.
And then we get the funniest shot when Rollins leaves. Sarah
grabs her hand.
Oh, no.
Right,
Sarah
grabs her hand right before. They have this quick little hand touch. And he's like, I'll see you tonight. I'm like, oh, they have plans. Why is Allie acting like she has the ick? And then he leaves. And then we see one of the most insane sights anyone's ever seen.
This is giving Kid Phoebe, the way she's standing at the end of the hall in her little fit. This is giving Kid Phoebe when she dressed herself and was feeling herself.
And this is when Phoebe was working for her detective agency, which we talked about on the Tuesday episode, by the way. So go listen to that. But Sarah Harvey's wearing this beanie and like pulling out the pieces of her blonde hair, like leather fingerless gloves, motorcycle gloves. They literally look like they are like thick BMX gloves. I'm like, okay, what are we up to?
And she's standing like the way that like if you were playing a video game and you were like clicking through the characters to see who you wanted to play as.
There's like a little bit of movement, that's how they're standing. Like, yeah,
that's how
Sarah's
standing at the end of the
hallway. There's a tiny bit of bounce as it like moves around on a 360 so you can see like every angle of your
gloves.
Yeah, exactly.
You were so loving only using the last syllable of words.
No, I'm not.
You said sods and you said tur.
Sods is funny, but tur is something that unfortunately my gamer husband says for character, and so that he's like, choose your chur, and so like now that's why I said it. So okay, the jig is up. That's why I said it. Thanks for calling me out. God damn it, you can always count on your freaking sisters. Anyway, so we go back to the Apple Rose Grill where we're having lunch with Yvonne and Spencer. Looks like it's been a great little lunch. Spencer's asking her how you learn to trust the people who work for your campaign. And Yvonne's like, you know, honestly, with what you went through, I understand my trust would be hard. And there's nothing wrong with being an Iron Lady, Spencer. They're my favorite kind. She pays the bill and then she leaves. And like, honestly, Yvonne seems so nice, unproblematic. I'm sure like something will change later. But right now I'm like, we have no reason to be picking up her cell phone and that she dropped and taking it home with us. Well, I guess we do have reasons to do
it. Well, she wants to see if like there's any information on how it got on her calendar. But I'm like, any information on her phone is also on yours, Spencer, because you also got the calendar.
And I'm
I'm just not wanting to risk that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, Spencer Hastings, you're going to ruin your mother's campaign. Like if they catch wind that you took this phone intentionally,
especially
home
when we know
with
who
you
did
to
catch
go
wind
through it
of this.
Yes, like, I'm sorry, what are you thinking? Like, this is just where I'm like, all G2 and no G-Wiz for you, Spencer Hastings. This is a big mistake. And also, she couldn't make herself look more suspicious. She sees it on the ground. I'm like, it's not that weird if you have lunch with a friend and you see their phone. Like, most people who are getting lunch are going to see each other again or have each other's, like, addresses or something. So there would be a way to get the phone back. So honestly, if anyone was going to pick up that phone, a passerby would think it should be the person she was having lunch with. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not that weird, but Spencer like looks at it and like looks all around and like picks it up and is like, oh, should I do it? Like, she's literally acting like the most guilty person ever.
Yeah.
And she is guilty. So stop it. Cause this didn't have to be a guilty moment for you. You could have just acted like you were like going to go run after her and then not.
Yeah. Yeah. It was stupid. We go back to the school and Allie's sitting there grading papers and Shower comes in. And this is like, how much longer do we have to watch this bitch act?
I can't. Gibson texted me. She was like, okay, I'm like watching with you guys, but I'm like a week ahead. And she was like, I can't wait for you to watch this episode because Shower Harvey is the worst actress of all time.
Like, I mean, she's so bad.
I didn't know you worked here. I knew you worked here. I don't know why I lied. I'm like, me neither. Like, what the hell? Why are you such a fucking weirdo all the time? At least you're consistent.
And we find out that she's there to talk about living with a disability. She's going to go do a talk somewhere. And Allie kills me because Shower's like, do you know where room 19 is? And it's Allie like goes,
down the hall.
The east wing.
She's literally, and like, and this is the Allison like, DeLaurentis that I know
even
of.
If,
like,
even if I was in the high school that we went to and someone referred to something as the east wing, I'd be like, what?
But what? I also just the way that Allie delivers it, where she's like, there, bye. Like, she's literally doesn't even
if you ignore it, it Sarah will go away.
Actually, yes. Like, it doesn't give her the time of day. Like, imagine being one of the students that Allie didn't like. Like, so funny to think about.
Because Allie's at an age where, like, she's gotten rid of the mean girlness enough, but it's she wouldn't be able to handle it and control it with the students that she didn't like. Like, it would just, like pop out a little bit.
Yes, it's who she is. It's who she is to her core. So Sarah walks up and she's like, look, I mistreated every person who tried to help me, but they kept trying. And so now, like, I just want to do that for somebody else. And she says that she's sorry for Allie's loss and she's sorry for lying on the witness stand. And she did whatever it took to protect herself.
Allie's like, hey, by the way, this isn't room 19. Did you get, yeah, why are you like, giving your sorry. Talk here? I didn't, yeah, literally. I'm not here for your talk.
She's like, thank you. You can stop now. I don't have time for your rehearsal and this isn't room 19. So, again, I told you where it is. If you didn't hear me, then I'll say it again.
There's one hallway in the whole school, bitch. You can find it.
It's not that hard. Just keep walking. Just keep walking until you find room 19. Anyway, she goes, we both know what it meant to be close with Charlotte. I felt like we were sisters and I have expected Allie to go, well, you weren't. You know what I mean? Because Allie's like, she was my sister and I didn't even get to know her.
She only has two sisters, me and Spencer.
How dare you? Literally, I was expecting that to come out of her mouth. And so Shower's like, I want to work with you. Let's put all our pieces together. Let's understand like what happened. I want something good to happen from this. And I'm like, bad idea. And I think Allie feels the same way.
Allie's like, okay, well, if you're going to chill here, I'm going to leave. Because we can't. Like, I don't want
to
be in the same
room 19.
She picks up her bag and is like, okay, I'm out of here.
And she says nothing. She wordlessly, like, Sarah's just talked for, like, a long time. Allie's just like, see ya. Like, she doesn't even say that. She's like, gets up and starts walking out, like, slowly. As if, like, if she moves slow enough, Sarah, like, won't see her leaving. Yeah. And then when she leaves, we get this shot of Sarah. And I'm like, what the hell? What is this weird little
also,
evil
why
smirk
are
slash
we,
too long blink, Sarah?
Why are we giving her that color lip gloss?
Why?
Where it looks like she's completely skin colored. Everything about her is skin colored. Her hair.
Except her freaking eyes.
Right.
Oh my God. Anyway. Okay. Hannah.
We go to the barn.
I didn't realize Hannah was going to ask Caleb for help with the drive, but she did. And he tells her, they're sitting next to each other on the couch. And I'm like, kiss. And he says, you know, you can always come to
cheat
me.
On your partners. Cheat on your partners.
I'm like, well, why not? Like, we've been doing it. You know what I mean? Like, let's just keep it going. And it's obviously normal here.
Yeah.
It's Rosewood. Obviously normal in Rosewood. Like, so just do it. Anyway, Spencer walks in and it's awkward.
Yeah, it is. And she tells me about the phone. She's like, guys, I did a thing.
She literally basically says I did a thing.
She holds up the phone.
She goes, I did something that's out of the ordinary, but not really like, I'm not really out. Or no, she goes, it's not out of the ordinary, but I am out of practice or something.
Yeah.
And then Caleb grabs Spencer's hand and Hannah's like, okay, like, yeah, don't
I'm
do
gonna,
that.
I'm going to take a call.
Yeah, don't do that in front of her. I wanted to hit him. I was like, what is wrong with you?
This is when Caroline the second, the tertiary character in Pretty Little Liars is back in the barn. Remember when you were in the barn after their big group dinner and you were like, hey, Caleb, why are you staying here? Caleb, when are you going home? I didn't know, Caleb, we were having a nightcap.
You need a ride?
I didn't know we were having a nightcap at Spencer's. Home?
Okay, are you too drunk to drive? I'll call you an Uber.
You don't have to stay here. I bet Allie is a guest room. Can put you in a barn.
Yeah. Just come with me. There's no reason not to. My mom loves visitors. Like, what? Anyway. Okay, so Hannah then gets on the phone with Claudia, and Claudia needs another 4 feet of catwalk for the fashion show tonight. So she goes to leave, and she's like, bye, guys, and they don't give a fuck. They're like, see ya. They don't even look, and she's like, great, and leaves.
Then we go back to Lucas's loft, and Emily is about to leave. And I'm like, Allie, did you plan? You knew that she was probably going to have to leave the apartment at one point. You've been waiting out there, and you just, so it looks like you just got there and were about to knock and walk away.
Yeah, I was like, what's going on here? Because it also kind of looked like she was like walking down the hall. I'm like, does she live in this building? Like, what is going on? And the second Emily sees Allie, she's like, OMG, I love you. Like, it literally is like a second. She's like, come on in. I'm not busy. I'm not doing anything today.
She's fully leaving. She's fully like going to get her eggs sucked out of her.
Like, literally.
In the words of Catherine
Cohen.
She's
fasting. She's actually fasting.
I love that Catherine bit where she talks about getting her eggs frozen, and she's like, okay, so basically you pay $1 million to be in the worst mood you've ever been in for like months and months and months or however long it takes. And then she's like, and then they put your eggs in Midtown. I'm a downtown girl. I'm a downtown. And then she's like, my eggs are like, no, mom, stop. It's fine.
We're fine here. Oh my God. Stop making this a big deal. Leave us alone.
You're so clingy.
Literally, we're fine. You know, it's the big city. You know, it's the Big Apple, but we're fine. Anywho. So Emily lets Allie in, and Allie's like, can I just like stay here a bit? I just need someone to talk to.
No! Like, wait. No. Allie, Allie, you lost me with that. You lost me.
A lot, yeah.
She's fully leaving her apartment. Can I just stay here for a bit? I need to talk to someone.
And also, like, you have to know this isn't Emily's apartment. You have to be able to look around and be like, where are we?
How did you mean? Like, did she go talk to Pam, to Mrs. Field,
actually,
and
curious.
Find out that she's staying at Lucas's loft? Like, how'd she
know? Because apparently it wasn't Dr. Rollins, because Emily's like, okay, I guess he told you about my fucking fertility treatment.
And she says that she's so mad.
Allie's like, no, he didn't tell me anything. And she's like, well, I'm going today to have it done. And Allie's like, and you're going alone? I'm like, it's not for Hannah's lack of trying, Allie. But yes, she's going alone, but not anymore. Not anymore, because the future mother of her children's going to come with her. That's how Emily feels right now.
She's like, wait,
Allie's very sweet.
She's like, wait, I'll keep my eggs if you want.
Yeah. Should I not be doing those?
I'm wary of Allie though, you know? Like, Emily, it's like, you're being really nice, but I don't know if I can trust it yet.
Well, and later on,
because this could just be your way of getting Emily back in your life by like showing up for her.
Right, exactly. And also, like, later on, and we'll get there, but Allie, I feel like they're like setting her up to look suspicious again. Like, she's like, and I guess maybe if she were to believe that any of the girls or their dads or whoever did this, then maybe she would be. Like, I don't know, but I do feel like they're kind of setting it up to look that way. And I'm like, God, we're gonna still be in this world, but okay. So Aria's on the phone and she's in the Radley, and she walks by a room with a do not disturb sign, which means it must be Sarah's.
Mm-hmm.
They know exactly what room Sarah's staying in, or are they just using the clue of the sign?
I think they do. Because remember when they hacked into the computer?
Yeah. They hacked the mainframe, yeah. So right. Aria conveniently has the room next door, and she goes right in, and she is going to be on surveillance here.
And then, I guess this is later, but she tried to expense this room.
I can't wait to talk about that. It's so fucking funny.
So we go back to the Apple Rose Grill, and Spencer brings the phone back and says that she found it outside to the hostess. And this is giving Houlihan's hostess.
You're right. It so is. And I couldn't have been happier for for us to hear the familiar voice saying, oh my God, thank God I needed that. And Spencer turns around, and it's fucking Mona. And I'm like, Spencer, girl!
Spencer screams and like shoots 3 feet in the air when she sees her. She's like,
God damn it, God.
Mona, low key. I know that she played this character in when they did the Christmas Carol, but she does give Jacob Marley in a lot of ways.
Okay, how? Well, okay, so I need a little bit of elaboration here.
I just feel like she's like, she's not necessarily, well, I know she was A, but like she's not necessarily malignant, you know? Like she is like, malignant. That's a word.
Well, it's a word, but people use it in like a medical field. Like it's a malignant tumor.
So why the fuck can't I use it here?
Well, okay, I just don't think that that's how I would describe her. I describe her as like effervescent and like intelligent and honestly heroic.
No, I said she's not malignant.
I'm just making a joke.
But it's just a feeling.
If you guys don't get it, it's because it's just a feeling, okay?
It's because you never,
very intense with her emotions.
It's because you never saw A Christmas Carol at the Hazlitt Theater in Pittsburgh, PA.
You know what? That's actually so Christmas true. Carol. I've never seen A Lyrical Christmas Carol at the Hazlitt Theater in Pittsburgh, PA.
I know you've never
seen
it.
I've been in it 500 times and never seen it.
And so that's why you don't get it.
So what would I know? So anyway, all the magic is gone from
it's me. It's just because Jacob Marley like comes back and he kind of ushers in the whole plot of A Christmas Carol.
Ah, okay.
And Mona kind of gives that, but also it's like Scrooge wakes up and he's like, ah! When he sees him.
Yeah, true. So Spencer's Scrooge.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Spencer's definitely Caroline Scrooge right now.
Well, yes, of course. But so is Caleb. I'm getting a little bit of like, okay, way to blame the girl. And it's like, the sound on the TikTok just worked for that. Okay. But I'm mad at them both.
Yeah.
But Spencer is the one who literally was like, hey, I want to do this.
Also, it's people are a little bit.
I know.
You can't say anything because it's woke.
You cannot say anything because
it's
woke.
It's just like, yeah, Spencer's a little bit more at fault. She's Hannah's friend.
Yes. Yes, Caleb, it's okay. Like,
that, and that's what you would maybe blame your friend a little bit if it happened to you.
All these comments like, well, Hannah said it was fine and she was engaged. I'm like, that doesn't matter. If my best friend came up to me and was like, hey, I'm going to date the ex that like, you lost your virginity to that like fucked you up for years.
You dated the entire time we were friends.
That we were going through and that we were going through like the most insane of traumatic events ever. Like I'm dating that person now. That's just like not like it's not the same as like a random ex. It's like, okay, if Hannah was like, hey, Aria, I'm going to date Jake. That would not be the same as Hannah saying I'm going to date Ezra. And I guarantee you,
and you know who would have problems with that.
Tried to date Ezra, despite
honestly
Aria being moved the hell on, it would not be okay.
Even if anybody tried, if anybody tried to date Jake, Noel Kahn,
I mean,
Holden,
honestly, anybody,
of her exes, like, she would have a problem with it.
She would have a problem with it, and she would say, "No, like that's not friends. I would never do that to you." But she would. That's totally her story. But like for Hannah, I'm like. But honestly, as somebody like Jake, who was just like not really even an official boyfriend, like that would be a totally different story 10 years later if one of them were to date them. Like Aria would say no because Aria's a bitch, but like that would be fine. It's not the same as Kate. What if Hannah started dating Toby? You guys would have a major fucking problem with it. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? And it's like just because Hannah said it was fine doesn't mean she actually believed that. But Hannah's like, well, I'm not going to tell my best friend she can't be happy.
Spencer can't even stomach like
Yvonne with her.
Yeah.
Spencer's like trying to be with Caleb right now while actively trying to remind Toby how great they were together. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like Spencer's like low key every time she sees Toby, she says shit that I'm like, that's not appropriate to say.
She's trying to have her cake and eat it too.
Yes. 100%. So I'm sorry, but my sympathy for Spencer in this situation is quite low and it's fine. I'm allowed to feel like that. I also just love Caleb. Like, yeah, but I think it's wrong. I just don't like it. I don't have to. Anyway, so
we go to
Mona. Spencer's like, did you set all this up, Mona? Did you set up the meetings, whatever? And Mona goes, we don't do those kind of things anymore, do we? And it's just like, such and she says line. Something.
She also mentions like the steal, like we don't steal phones and like do right. we don't do this anymore,
right? Like that, right? And neither do you, right? It's awesome.
And then we go to this alley, and Hannah's leaving the decoy drive that Caleb made for A. And then Caleb calls to make sure, or Claudia, sorry, I just wrote the initial. Claudia calls to make sure Hannah's doing something. So she leaves the alley, and we see that like a black car is kind of not following her, but kind of staking out.
Well, we got a hilarious like triple zoom super fast, like boom, boom, boom in on the car. Did you not see
Which
that?
Is like sometimes when the show does stuff like that, it's like, editing here took me out of it.
Cut. Okay, CapCut. Yeah. We edited this episode in CapCut. I also, Hannah says to Claudia, I will be back in New York by 6:30. So that's what Claudia is calling her about. So she's like made this promise. Now that's where she's going. Mm-hmm. So Allie ended up going with Emily. She's going to wait here with Emily. And Emily tells her that she's going to use the money to finish school. I do feel so bad for Emily in this episode. I was like, I can't even watch this. This is just like, can we give my girl a break?
Allie's, please. And also Allie's like, okay, reaction. If I can just make Emily think I'm in love with her again just like a little bit, then I'm back in, because she, I mean, she's literally like, she's like, there's no way I'm leaving you alone. And then she holds Emily's hand,
and then I think she does,
and then
I would venture to say Emily was left alone. That's all I'm gonna say. So Aria's in her hotel room, and she's on the phone.
Is shower a
the
nepo baby
department
thinking about her acting later,
the actress.
Yeah, I'm like, as like when the hospital scene, I'm like,
I know. How did
you get this job? Why are they using you so much?
I was thinking that during the Allison scene in the classroom. I was like, I'm sorry, you just can't tell me that if I had auditioned for this role, I wouldn't have gotten it over her. I literally was like, was there nobody else that could do this? Like,
it was,
I don't
the hottest
believe that.
Show on TV, and like, I this is the best we can
that.
Do.
Yeah. Anyway, so Aria is on the phone with accounting, and this is where she's like, well, Ezra needed someplace quiet to work, so I just got him a room and I thought I could expense it. Are you sure that I can't? And then she's like, well, just take it out of my paycheck, I guess. I'm like, what?
She's like, yeah, I'll be sure to run it by accounting next time.
Why would you think you could expense this room? Ezra's, you don't even know where Ezra is, because Aria's coming.
Imagine Ezra's just at the office in Boston. Like, he's fully
there,
like
well,
writing
we have
the book.
Ezra here,
and
the
he
book's
also
done.
He also said that like a couple of these chapters he didn't write. Do you know anything about that?
If they're like completely, totally different voice, different tone. Interesting.
A little bit
so
too.
She hears.
I mean, I don't know if you know who wrote them. They're a little too, like, I don't know, pick me. The language is a little, like, much. It's
for
just, like,
lack
not
of
very
a better
good.
Term, it's giving pick me. It's giving I'm not a girl's girl. And I don't know really how I get that, but I just do. I can just tell. Anyway, so she hears, like, fighting outside the door, and she looks out, and it's Ashley Marin and Shower Harvey fighting.
Why are they fighting perfectly, like, framed in this
in front
people?
Of Aria's
so we can get a fisheye lens shot of them. Yes. Like, standing, and this is again giving NPC them the way they're like standing there.
It really, it's giving like a crime documentary when you have to look at the ring footage. Like, that's how this is looking. And they're talking, they're not talking, they're fighting. And Ashley's like, okay, well, how about brunch on us? Like, will that work?
I don't eat brunch.
Who doesn't eat brunch? Okay, so you never had fun? Just because you've never had it before doesn't mean you don't eat it. And then Sarah looks in the eye hole, and I'm like, you can't, it doesn't work two ways.
Yeah, it doesn't. And Aria like goes like that,
yeah,
and
Aria
then
like
she looks
back
and Sarah's there, and I'm like, great, Aria hallucinated
not
this
there.
Whole thing.
Sarah's gone.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So Emily's back in the hospital, and now she's like having this moment that Phoebe referenced as Shower Harvey's nepo baby moment.
She wakes up, and this nurse comes in and like stands over her bed like fucking Slender Man.
As soon as I see the gloves, I'm like, well, I know who that is. Even though they're medical gloves, I'm like, for sure.
And Spencer takes off, or Emily, or Shower. Shower takes off.
I feel
off
like we're like struggling this episode to do
her,
this.
Her nurse's mask, giving COVID vibes. And then she like takes a syringe and like squirts it a little bit. And then is like,
well, I feel like she pushed out whatever was in it. Like, I feel like whatever was already in that syringe, she squeezes it out and then like refills it with something like green and like puts it in Emily's leg like ferociously, and I'm like, later
no, she,
on
worse, I think she puts it in her IV. That's why Emily's like,
but didn't she like
try to take
her,
all this stuff out?
Okay, yeah,
no, she like,
get it out.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
don't
yeah.
know. It's very disjointed because we're seeing it from Emily's point of view where everything is blurry and like it's
and Emily's
like
a fucking idiot.
Kind of like a hallucination. And then she's screaming, 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 which I'm like, did nobody hear this? Like, how did no one hear this? And Shower's holding Emily's arms down over her head.
Yeah, Allie, quote unquote, was just outside.
I'm like, that's not. So what I'm wondering is, did this happen? Maybe this happened right in between when, like, Emily was still under anesthesia and brought back to the room before they called Allie in. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Or was it before the procedure? Like when they were like coming in to take, I don't know.
Or is this even real?
Or did this, that's the other question. Like, if this didn't happen, I'm just going to be kind of annoyed.
Yeah. We go to the Radley porch.
And no, we're still here. Allie comes in. Allie comes in to see Emily and she is like, what's going on? What's wrong with you? And Emily explains that Shower was in here. And Allie's like, that's not possible. Like, no, I was in here right away. It wasn't real. Just get some rest so I can take you home. And that's when I'm feeling like they're setting up Allie to look like a bad guy.
Yeah, a little bit, maybe. I guess we'll find out. We go to the porch outside of Arya's room and the Radley and Spencer's here now. And Spencer goes, oh, don't tell me you have a selfie stick. And that's how you know this is like 2016 because the selfie stick mentions were everywhere.
It's true. And also Spencer, I'm like, well, she obviously does because Arya is using one right now. So obviously she does. And Arya's like, hey, it comes in handy. Don't knock it. Like, I need it for company pictures. I'm like, yeah, right. That's kind of a hilarious moment where Spencer acknowledges that, like, we know you're taking a lot of selfies. Like, imagine all through college, Arya's posting, like, a selfie every day on her Instagram. Sure. And everyone's just kind of like, oh, Arya and her selfies. And
oh, my God. Imagine how, and you know her Instagram handle, something so fucking annoying.
Yes. It's probably, like, it's something about, like, parchment.
You love Arya and parchment.
No, I don't. Arya does. I think it's maybe I smell like
parchment and fresh ink. That was one of your best things you've ever said about Arya.
That was a really good one. That was a really good one. Anywho, Spencer, here's what Arya wants Spencer to do.
Actually crazy and classic.
It's insane. It's insane. She wants Spencer to use her long legs to climb over from Arya's balcony to Shower's balcony and pick the lock on Shower's balcony door. And then Spencer's like, and how are you? Am I going to throw you over like a frisbee? Like, how are you going to get over there? And Arya's like, come on, like, Team Sparia, throwing the viewers a bone here. I bet you the hashtag for this moment was hashtag Team Sparia for all the Twitter watchers.
Yeah, that was that used to always happen. Like it would pop up with the hashtag. Like,
who is A or something like that. But Spencer does make it across and now it's Arya's turn.
And Arya's like, on second thought.
Could you come back over here quickly? Since you were really good at that. Can you come back over and just shoot me over like a frisbee? Actually, yeah.
Just like, wait, I feel like maybe it's a little much for both of us to go in.
I kind of felt like that too. I was like, do you both have to go over? Like, can't Spencer just go unlock the door and you can go around?
Yeah, let her in through the front.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, who cares? You know, at this point, you're already sneaking in the room. Who cares? And so then Spencer says, you can do it, little big one. And Arya takes off her shoes. And of course, she's wearing like insane fucking heels. She's like, I should have worn different shoes. Yeah.
You're in
and
your hotel room.
Also, do you need them over there? Leave them on your porch. She passes them to Spencer. Like, she can't be seen searching Shower's room without her full fit.
Right.
I'm like, just
she's
leave
like, they
kind
of make the outfit. Spencer's like, can't you just leave them over there? She's like, well, they kind of.
If someone were to walk in, make the outfit. I just, yeah, it's just kind of, these are the outfit.
Exactly.
So we go back to the hospital and the nurse. This is when I wanted to cry for Emily.
Yes.
A couple pulled out because they got pregnant. I feel like there should be a contract that says you only have to go through with this if, like, even if the couple backs out,
you still get paid.
Not gonna make you, yeah, you still get paid. We're not going to make you pay to store your eggs. Like, we'll give them to the next person.
Yeah, I feel like
Emily should have signed a contract that, like, ensures that instead when she's waking up from the anesthesia, she's delivered this fucking horrible news that her eggs are no longer going to be used. So I'm guessing she's no longer going to be paid. She's not going to be able to finish school. She went through this whole fucking thing lying
that
to her mom,
feels
lying
like
to her
there
friends.
Should definitely be a better system.
100%.
Especially like when you say you can donate them, it's like there has to be another couple trying to buy. Who wouldn't want Emily's eggs? Who doesn't want Emily's genes?
She's like an incredible Olympic swimmer. Like, she's beautiful. She's got incredible hair. I guess she's been traumatized, but who hasn't, you know? Anyway, Emily decides she does want to donate them, and the girl is like so excited and goes to get paperwork, and Allie's just like, oh well, shucks. Like, Allie doesn't react the way I think Allie should react. I feel like Allie should be like, wait, this is no, like, I'm Emily, I'm so sorry.
She should change the healthcare system.
I think this should make her want to do that. Yeah, this should light a fire.
We go to the fashion show, and Claudia's like getting ready, and she's a new assistant, and she fires Hannah because she's late, and Hannah says, I'm not going out without a fight. Like, and she okay. says, she, I don't even fucking care about any
she
of it.
She just says, you can't talk to people like that, Claudia. And Claudia says, well, let's end things on a high note. You can get me some gum on your way out. And Hannah is like, well, actually, there's a pack here and here and here and here, and you're not going to find someone better than me, and blah, blah, blah. And Claudia's like, look, if you just apologize, maybe I'll keep you on as a second assistant. And Hannah says she doesn't want that. And this is when we get our Devil Wears Prada moment, because Claudia goes, oh, don't be silly, Hannah. Everyone wants this. There are a million girls lined up to take your job. And Hannah says, give it to one of them. And she leaves.
And then we go back to the Radley, and they're in Sarah's room, and it's very, very clean. And they're like, don't you think if she hasn't had housekeeping, it would be messier? And that's when Aria says the thing about maybe she learned how to do hospital corners with her teeth.
Yeah, it looks like the bed hasn't even
been slept
in.
Have you guys seen her hands? I know she wears gloves all the time, but maybe it's just because she's insecure. Where do you have this idea that she fully doesn't have use of her hands?
Well, exactly, because I'm like, we know
she's doing a bunch of other stuff.
She signs for a drink at the bar. She lifts the drink to her hand. Like, we know she's doing plenty, so... It's me, and you know what? They make gloves that let you text. So yeah. Maybe she probably did invest in those kind of gloves. Mm-hmm. It is kind of crazy. And they fucking see, it's giving Doonies. They look down and they see like a prosthetic arm sticking out from under the bed with a glove on it. And they think it's her, and they like try to like fake her out and pretend that they left. And then they go down and it's just the glove. And they actually, there are a ton of these gloves on these like mannequin hands in there.
And then when Spencer's looking in the drawer, Caleb is, we have this quick shot of Caleb like looking at the info from Yvonne's phone and is going to like look at the Hastings information or something. I don't know. I don't care. Then we go
it's
back
like
to
a
the
Hastings
Radley.
Opposition research thing that's like locked, and I think he's going to try to get in.
Spencer or Caleb asks how things are going. Aria goes into the closet. And then Spencer's looking at all the gloves in this drawer, and she finds in one of the gloves, it's a map of Radley. And also, like, it's a
not
map
the
of...
Not Radley at first. It's just the sanitarium.
That's what I mean. Yeah, there's a map of Radley, the sanitarium, and then there's one that goes over it of the hotel. So we see that Sarah is staying in what Charlotte's room would have been in when she was in Radley.
Yeah.
Right?
So anyway, when Aria goes into the closet, though, I do have this moment where I'm like, girl, I wouldn't. Because she's like, oh, my God, it's so huge in here. Like, it's bigger than my room, my apartment. And in that moment, I'm like, and so Spencer should go in with her because something bad is about to happen. If it's that big, there is room for Shower Harvey to be hiding in there.
I know that there could have been something that sinister to happen, but if Aria just went down there, why didn't you, like, give a heads up to Spencer? Or why didn't when you see the hole go... Oh my God, Spence,
you gotta see this. Yeah. Unless someone like, my theory was that somebody like put fucking chloroform over her mouth and like drugged her and brought her down, but it is a ladder. So I'm like, wouldn't we have heard this? I don't know.
Well, she's so small.
She's so small.
Easy to put on your back.
Anything. Just like a little feather. Yeah. Okay. Da 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 da.
We go to
we keep
Jordan.
Going back and forth. I hate this.
I know. This was a weird episode. Jordan and Hannah are in the car, and Hannah's like, I just ruined my career, and now we need to call the Times, because why would you want our wedding announcement? If them having their wedding announcement in the New York Times is crazy. And she's like, why would you want our wedding announcement to say Jordan, VP of sales at this big company, marrying Hannah Marin, unemployed.
And then she goes, well, what if it said, and he's like, I don't care what it says. And she says, what if it said Hannah Marion, oh my God, Hannah Marin, luckiest girl alive, marries her Prince Charming. And I'm like, see, Hannah, you deserve it. You deserve to honestly be unemployed and just enjoy this. You know what? Just enjoy
seems
it.
Like, it seems like Jordan's doing just fine. I think that,
yes.
But she loves her career. And
that's true. She has big dreams.
Jordan is like, do you want to go to Rosewood? Clear your head. Crazy. She's like,
I've never
wait.
Been clear-headed
she's like,
in Rosewood,
wait,
so.
You don't know that much about me, do you?
Yeah, she's like, wait a minute. You know nothing about me at all. Well, you know that feeling, too, because he's like, do you want to go home? Do you want to go to Rosewood? And she's like, no, I don't want to go to Rosewood. I don't want to go home. Can we just keep driving? And like, we all know that feeling of just like when there, you just feel like there's nowhere that you want to be, like, and it makes me sad for her. I just want better for Hannah. So we go back to Shower's room. Spencer is now looking at this whole layout, finding out, as we said, that Sarah is staying in this room because this is where Charlotte's old room was when she was a patient. And she's calling for Aria to let her know this. And she goes into the closet and we see a massive fuck. Like, this is why Shower doesn't want the housekeeping in here. A massive fucking hole that has been like sledgehammered into the wall of the closet.
Sarah's just
with
taking
a ladder
the
going down. It literally is giving. That's where she's keeping Sue.
She's not as crafty as Demi Moore in the substance. And so it's just a hole in the wall with a ladder.
It sure is. That is exactly what it is.
And so that's what like she was giving to Emily. There. This was all a farce. Emily is actually, she was getting, now at this point in time in Rosewood, they give the substances a procedure you do in the hospital. And that's what Shower was in there giving her.
Ah, well there, and there we have it, you guys. There we have it. Maybe Cece and Shower were the two counterparts. And they just closed the gap a little bit in terms of age.
Wow.
Maybe Cece's a lot older than we freaking thought. Maybe she looks amazing.
Yeah.
Maybe she looks amazing for her age. Who knows? So anyway, I guess she's probably going to crawl down there to find Aria. We'll see. Emily is at the loft. There's banging on the door. She thinks it's Hannah, but it's not. When she opens it, there is a grocery bag outside.
How is she already back on the couch?
And alone.
And then walking.
Allie didn't stay with her at all here? Once you brought her home, you didn't like hang out? Like, you guys could have gotten takeout and just like watch TV together. So that also makes me feel weird. It also makes me feel like there's something sinister going on with Allie, which I hope there isn't.
And but she opens Emily opens the door and there's a bag of groceries. It's giving Lady in a Movie groceries because it's a big paper bag. With
oh, it
like,
sure is.
With like the
loose
eggs
herbs
at the top.
Are just like sticking out. Yeah.
And then she opens this carton of eggs and all the eggs are like broken and empty. And there's a note on there that says, give me the killer or I'll use your eggs.
I mean, this has to be Shower. Who else fucking cares? It's either Shower or Allie. Who gives a fuck who killed Cece this much?
We'll find out.
You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. So we get our A scene. Phoebe, would you like our skin scene? Phoebe, would you like to take this?
We have another like little kid Phoebe moment, low key. Caleb got a hold of iMovie.
Caleb had a little bit too much time on his hands. He had a little bit too much time alone.
I like that
this
evening. He like turned the lights off in the room to like really like make himself look intimidating.
Home tape.
So A is looking at the drive that Hannah left in the alley, and it's this video of Caleb in his computer. And he's like, I don't know who you are or what kind of game you think you're playing. But if you can change the rules,
so can we. And then the whole
and
computer
then it corrupts
is loaded
his
with
computer.
A virus. Yeah.
That was
and
kind
A
of epic,
freaking
Caleb.
Out.
Nice work.
It was like, it said goodbye. And it was just like this perfect little computer crash moment. And so good luck. Good luck, skin. Good luck, evil emojis, whatever we're going to call you. I'm sure we'll settle on it in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I do need us to get some answers. I need a little bit of action. Like, I'm getting a little bit like, okay, you know what I mean? And then we get the Spaleb scenes peppered in. It's just like too much, way too much. So I'm looking forward for the action to start picking up a little bit here as we get in the second half of the season.
Yeah, me too. The next episode, season 6, episode 16, where somebody waits for me. While new discoveries are made in the investigation of Charlotte's murder, the truth begins to emerge about the Liarses. The Liars' personal lives. Spencer is concerned to learn her mother is keeping a secret of her own. She's, oh my God, she's sleeping with Caleb.
Vivi, if you are sleeping, Peter is the biggest slut. Peter taught Spencer how to be a slut. If Peter's hooking up with Caleb, we're going to have to talk. What if Peter's hooking up with Yvonne? Yvonne, I did not think you were that kind of girl.
And we love to blame the woman.
And that is famously what we do here at the Pretty Little Podcast. So thank you guys so much for listening. We love you so much. Make sure you turn into our Patreon this month. We'll have an extra little podcast. We'll have our Pretty Little Punch Bowl, and we will do a pilot recap at the end of the month. If you didn't listen to last month's Pretty Little Punch Bowl, it's great. We talk about what the Liars would have been like in college. So definitely check that out. We also did a pilot recap of Yellow Jackets last week, which a lot of you voted on. So if you want to hear us break down the first episode of Yellow Jackets, go join the Patreon as an honorary Connell sister. We'd love to welcome you into the family. And if you have a moment, please give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. It helps us out so much. We love you guys. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week. And
splat.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.